With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Government has launched phase two of the Africa Educates Her campaign, focusing on keeping girls in school and promoting gender-responsive learning, especially in STEM subjects. These are science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Deputy Executive Director Otto Knox Imbuwa told the Namibia Press Agency that there is a need to close gender gaps, improve retention at secondary school level, and invest in quality education, digital infrastructure, and teacher development. The government has dismissed reports claiming that Cabinet approved a plan for the country to buy a stake in the De Beers Group. The Ministry of Industrialization, Mines and Energy says the alleged proposal to acquire a 10-15% worth about 14.5 billion Namibia dollars is incorrect. Cirrus Capital economist Robert McGregor says Namibia has far more pressing priorities.
There's obviously a big cost attached to it, between 10 and 15 billion Namibia dollars. It's money we simply don't have. And if we had it, I think that we've got far more important priorities in the short to medium term and even in the long term. But over and above that, you risk exposing yourself even more to a single commodity. I mean, diamonds have played a big role in the economy. Diamond mining alone is around 6% of GDP. It's a big contributor to government's tax historically, not so much now when the prices are low. And I think it's very risky to try and expose yourself even more to one commodity.
Civil society groups are using the first G20 summit on African soil to call for urgent action on global inequality, climate justice, and fair economic reforms. They say G20 leaders must make decisions that reflect the needs of developing countries and communities hardest hit by poverty and environmental crisis. Here is Oxfam International Executive Director Amitabh Bihar in conversation with Newsroom Africa.
At this moment, what I'm seeing within the G20 is the Global South agenda getting articulated, the people's agenda getting articulated. It is getting traction. I would just also want to say that this is a moment where we cannot see these global processes in isolation. While we're sitting here in Johannesburg around G20, there's a UN tax convention happening right now in Nairobi. So we need to really look at these different conversations together. And I do see that the progressive agenda, while seemed on the back foot when we started this year, is gaining traction. And I really hope that we are able to defend the progress made from the G20 Brazil, where it started, and we are able to push forward the agenda of people.
The Israeli military carried out an airstrike on a Palestinian refugee camp in southern Lebanon on Tuesday in a rare attack targeting Hamas in the country.
Local authorities say 13 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike near a mosque in the Ain el-Hilwa refugee camp near Sidon. The attack is one of the deadliest airstrikes in Lebanon since a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah came into effect last November. The Israeli military said it targeted a Hamas training facility being used to prepare attacks. Hamas called those allegations pure fabrication and lies, and said the attack struck a sports field used by young men. Israel has carried out near daily strikes on Hezbollah targets in recent months, but attacks against Hamas in Lebanon have been relatively rare. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.